Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Welcome to Friends on Trial. Day two. How's everyone going? This is Stephanie Rube, author of the book Friends on Trial. And this is KMS. You can find me on Twitter, KMS_Tellum. Hello, people. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Hopefully it's a good day for you. It's Saturday. Hope your night doesn't get too restless.
Yes. And to start your night off, we might as well give you something to talk about. And Stephanie, I know you have something for the people to talk about.
Yeah, I kind of got a little bit to talk about. A little bit to get off the case. Okay.
All right. Let's go right into the first one.
Let's go ahead. Okay. So this first one is from Jessica. She says, "Hello, friends on Trial." She's from Scottsdale.
What else, Jess from Scottsdale?
She says, "Could you please put my friend Cindy on blast for being dumb?" Oh, okay. She says, "This is the issue. Cindy has found a new friend named Sarah. Well, Sarah is a stripper and is known in the NFL crowd." Word around town is Sarah's nickname is Miss Crack the Lollipop. I told Cindy that she needs not to hang out with her when people judge you by the company you keep. Cindy said, "I'm just trying to stop her from finding true love, and I'm jealous because all the Arizona Cardinals are trying to talk to her. I told her I'm happy in my relationship and I want her to be happy but not get labeled by NFL players. So she stopped calling me as much now, and then the worst has happened. One of my guy friends who hangs out with some of the players called me and said, 'Have you heard from Cindy and her new title?' And I said, 'No, did she get a new job or something?' He said, 'Let's just say the players call her Miss Nutcracker.' I feel bad that this has happened. She would not listen to me, so could you please let her know about herself because she needs help." Okay.
Wow.
I mean, really? Guilty. How are you guilty for being dumbified and for letting Sarah pimp you? That's what I'm saying. Sarah comes out of nowhere. Sarah over here in left field, being a stripper, whoop, 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 doing what she do, and she done got you all wide open, and you on the list, too, now.
You gonna blame Jessica?
What? I'm blaming Sarah. Sarah is the new friend.
Oh, the new friend. Okay, I got you.
See, Cindy's the old friend. Okay. Jessica's the writer.
Right, all right.
And Sarah is the new friend who came in the picture. Yeah, Sarah needs to be crowned a pimp of the year for this. I mean, who does this? She done pimped her into being from this little, okay, I'm good, I'm going to do right, to let me just be all out there, Miss Nutcracker? Miss Nutcracker.
Jessica might be a little bit jealous that she isn't getting as much attention.
Who wants the name Miss Nutcracker or Miss Crack the Lollipop?
Well, around Christmas time, it's a good name to have.
Okay.
Maybe she just wants to give presents to everybody. Maybe she's just a present giver. Maybe she wants it to be Christmas all year
long. Please, anybody, if you want to call in about this, please give us a call.
Give us a call at 646-478-3655.
No.
I believe Jessica might be a little bit jealous.
Jealous? Of what?
She's not getting the love from the NFL players.
Because they don't want to call her Cracky Crack 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 the Nut? No? She might be getting her. No, oh my gosh, I don't even want to think about what Miss Nutcracker is getting done, but she is doing too much and the most. I am so through.
No.
Done.
No.
You can't even, you know, I know you got your little campaign going. And see, you really own this. You really supporting this whole thing. And I really need for you to get off that. No, you
don't blame the hoe.
No.
Don't blame the hoe. I'm tired of the hoes being blamed now. Every girl wants attention. Every girl wants attention.
True, some girls want to be labeled as names
different ways than other girls.
Nutcracker and Miss Crack the Lollipop? Nutcracker and Miss Crack the Lollipop. Yeah, I'm done. But Sarah is a pimp. I will give that, you know. I'm put her on your list because, you know, you might as well don't blame the host. Sarah is a pimp. Sarah is a pimp because she doesn't teach Cindy the game.
Sarah.
And now Cindy's
got it. Sarah wants all girls to be happy, too.
Okay.
If it happens to be through cracking
really?
Nuts.
Really?
I'm just saying.
I mean, they might as well just put that number out. You know, they fornicating the whole time.
All right. So what's the final verdict?
Guilty.
Guilty?
Of being dumbified and pimped by another girl. This ain't even by a dude. I can't even show half respect because this is by a dude. This is by a girl.
And shouldn't you show more respect because it's by a girl? Is it like she's getting slapped around and that's it? Cindy, are you getting slapped around? Is Sarah abusing you?
Come on.
Call us at
646-478-3655,
Cindy.
She is dumb.
Tell us, are you being pimped?
Jessica, you don't want to be.
Or is Sarah just a really good friend?
Jessica, you don't want to be friends with Crack the Lollipop and the Nutcracker. So, chuck them the deuces. You right. She's dummified. She ain't even dumb. Dummified.
Dummified, huh?
Dumb. No.
All right. Well, why don't we just skip to the next trial then, since I'm not going to agree with you on this.
Yes.
I just think it's friends helping friends.
I know.
Friends don't let friends be lonely.
And hoes helping hoes. So, you know.
Friends don't let friends be lonely. That's all I'm saying.
Wow. That's deep. Okay. Trial number two. Hello. I am Kelly from Chandler. And I just moved here from San Diego about 7 months ago.
What's
okay. Well, welcome to AZ. And she says, my cousin is who I want to put on blast. Her name is Sydney. Well, I have not been having too much luck dating. So Sydney said her man's brother was single and they showed him a picture of me and he would like to talk to me and get to know me. So I said, okay, cool. I think they showed me a picture of him and he's kind of my type. So I said, give him my number. We started talking over the phone, and he was really nice, so I told him we should meet up. And he said, I can put you on the list as a visitor to come visit me. I was like, what are you talking about? He said, I'm in state prison, and I don't get out until 2014. I was like, how do you have a cell phone? He said, I had it, and the guards don't know I have it. So I ended the phone call and changed my number the next day. The next time I talked to my cousin, she had the nerve to tell me I was rude for changing my number and to lower my standards a bit if I planned to find love. Seriously, I'm rude because you or your boyfriend failed to mention he was in jail. I'm sorry, my standards are not that low. Please tell me if I'm wrong. All right. Guilty. No, that. First of all, who is he to try to be, you need to lower your standards in your room because you hooking her up with an inmate? Tell her, you know what does this look like?
But, okay, let's, we don't know, Kelly, are you a convict? We don't know. Maybe Kelly's the next convict. Maybe why did she move? Maybe Kelly's the next convict. She moved to change her life. All I'm saying is that there might be a chance. There might be a chance that, you know, I'm just saying, there might be a chance that she's used to dating ex-cons, and they're just trying to give her what she likes. Can I, is it okay with you, can I play a song?
You go
that,
ahead and play what
that,
you want.
I mean, it just feels like
right
there's
now,
an appropriate.
No, guilty, trying to hook you up with the inmate.
There's a
you
song.
Don't get convicted felons. What does this
there's
look like?
Look. Love is love, okay? Love is love. And
it ain't like she had beaten him before he got in jail. I can
find
that.
Love in places where they don't expect to find love. Maybe she needs to broaden up her horizons. Sometimes people find love in places that they don't, you know, whatever. I'm just saying. I'm just. You don't think so?
Have you been okay for the past 2 days?
Do you know? Have you met your soulmate? You know what your soulmate does for a living?
If this is someone I have been with from the beginning and they got locked up, and my heart was heavy, yeah, I would ride out with them. But
okay.
Not when she comes into town, she knew. You just don't automatically try to hook her up when you know he's in jail and you did not mention this to her. That's the biggest problem with this. Why can you not tell her, yo, he's locked up, so then she can make the decision, well, you know what, maybe I'm not really trying to.
Because when you go on a blind date with somebody, you just don't tell her the other person all
that. And you going to the jailhouse on a blind date? No. And the state prison, that's that.
I think they get catered, though. Like, I think the food is free when they go visit.
Okay.
Okay. So, okay, what you're saying is you think she's guilty because she didn't mention the small fact that they're going to have special visits.
That he was in prison. That you can't. No.
We don't know Kelly. That's what I'm saying. I'm just going to go ahead.
You know what?
We found love in a hopeless place.
Get over
this. We found love in a hopeless place. That's all I'm saying. Maybe they can find love in a hopeless place.
Okay.
Maybe Kelly needs to just broaden her horizons.
Okay. You keep looking for love in a hopeless place. In the state prison. That's
she didn't even get to know him.
Why would she want to? He's in prison.
Have you met your soulmate yet? You might not even meet your soulmate right now because maybe he's working double shifts at McDonald's right now trying to make paper so that when you meet him, you know, he'll be right for you.
Okay, yes, but he ain't in the state prison.
He might be. We don't know. I've dated a couple of ex-convicts.
Oh, see, it's no wonder.
I've dated a couple. It's
okay. To the next.
The second gig.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
What? Kelly might be all bent out of shape. She might need. Maybe that's why they did it.
Get over it. You least should.
We all know.
They didn't notify her. They all know. Prepare her for what she was getting to. You don't just do that unannounced.
Sometimes you don't even like that story.
That's not the whole story. She's not asking what he went for, but they at least could have told him, hey, you know, I don't know if you mom talked to him, but he is locked up right now for whatever reasons, but he liked your picture and let's talk to you. It's the how they carried it through. It's almost like they tried to do it on the cover. I don't blame her. Deuce them out. Forget your cousin. But I don't want to be hanging out with that.
All right, well, when he rolls out of jail with a Bentley, don't run to him, Kelly. I hope you don't run to him, Kelly. Once again, people, you are listening to Friends on Trial. Go ahead and give us a phone call at 646-478-3655. I repeat, 646-478-3655. If you have a friend that you need to go ahead and put on blast, a situation that you might be in, or you have an opinion of what we're talking about currently, like Kelly needing to open up her horizons, and find love in a hopeless place, just like Rihanna did.
Whatever.
I'm just saying.
Whatever.
You can email us at friendsontrial@gmail.com.
Over it. Next.
I'm just saying.
Next. Okay. Next, we have here, hello, Friends on Trial. My name is Mandy. Please put my coworkers, Crystal and James, on trial. She says, well, last Wednesday night, we were working. Crystal and James had went to lunch. James came back, and then 30 minutes later, still no Crystal. So when he got concerned, I asked him, I said, you know, when was the last time you seen him? He said she went to the bathroom. So I go into the bathroom, and she is passed out on the floor. I ran out, got the manager, and then James asked what was wrong. I told him. And it's like he panicked. He got real quiet. So my manager was still trying to help and looking to maybe calling the ambulance with Crystal when James pulled me to the side and told me, I hope she's okay. She needs to stop taking as many. I just only did one, but she took like four pills. So,
pills.
And when I asked him, what is he talking about? He says, well, Crystal found a pill supplier that works with us. And she has been giving him head on her breaks for muscle relaxers, and she popped four of them about 45 minutes ago. I just stood there speechless. Seriously? Then to make it worse, Crystal came too and refused to go on the ambulance and wants us to call her boyfriend. So when the boyfriend arrived and we told him she took muscle relaxers, he was very upset and said, where the hell are you getting muscle relaxers from?
Wow.
He did not say nothing, and he told her to get in the car now. I don't know what to think. What is your verdict on this situation? Guilty. Why the hell is they at work co-ed druggies? What the hell is going on? And first of all, dang scandalous ass, he might be the supplier. He might be the one this dick she's sucking, because he sure wasn't quick to tell. That's what happened. When you get scared, he thought she was about to die, but he the first one scared and up there, no. Just not knowing what to do, telling, squealing his guts. No, he weak. Co-ed druggies. Co-ed druggies at work. I've never seen nothing like
that. Why are you always so eager to jump to the guilty verdict?
Because they killed you. You don't think, James, because, first of all, why are you at work taking four muscle relaxers? Four muscle relaxers.
Okay. Hey, I'm looking at it. Didn't say where they work out. Didn't say where they work. Any
no,
other
you didn't
okay.
say that.
All right. Most businesses allow for their employees to have one alcoholic drink during lunch. Okay? Because it's your lunchtime.
Okay.
You can do whatever you want in your lunchtime. You're not getting paid for it. And during those 45 minutes, you're not work property. Okay?
Okay.
What's the girl's name?
The girl's name is Crystal. That took.
All right. Crystal.
Candy is the one who called in.
Crystal. Look. If people can have a drink on their lunch break, I don't understand why Crystal can't suck a little. People can choose to do whatever they want to do during the lunch break. It's not illegal.
And so she can suck dick on her lunch break and over here for muscle relaxers? Is that what you're saying? You telling everyone to go out and suck dick on their lunch break because they want to get a little bit high? And what the hell is she taking muscle relaxers for? What is
maybe she needs to be relaxed.
Four? To the point where she don't pass out?
Maybe her job is stressful. Maybe she's a lawyer or a doctor. I need to be relaxed in my job sometimes. I mean, I just usually drink a cup of water, but maybe muscle relaxers is her thing. And all I'm saying is it's not illegal to perform fellatio during your lunch break, and it's not illegal to be relaxed during your lunch break. I'm just saying, really, has she really committed? Do we really need to vote her guilty? Now, as far as her passing out in the bathroom, yes, that was a ratchet move. That was ratchetastic. I'm not going to lie.
Is that what you think?
Crystal, if you're going to be doing all these activities, you know, make sure you can handle yourself.
Oh, my gosh. Give me a break.
Look, once again, you are calling in to, you're listening to Friends on Trial, 646-478-3655. Go ahead and give us a call if you have an opinion. All I'm saying is that Crystal, I don't think she should be labeled guilty. She wasn't doing anything wrong. She was just loving.
What? And her man, he's going to catch a case. But when he finds out that she over here sucking dick to get muscle relaxers, he's going to be done. Yeah, she's going to get popped upside the head for that one. You don't do that. You over here, no. Because, see, he's totally in the dark. He's like, where are you getting muscle relaxers from? No. She dirty. How you going to be sucking dick and muscle relaxers and your man is at home, he not knowing what's going on, and then you...
She is guilty for that.
Yes, and she's guilty for...
What
is James in the picture? James has to be the supplier to me. I feel James.
I don't think James is the supplier. I think James got scared because he was like, oh, man.
He's out here popping pills with us. He's probably pimping her out to go do this. Probably telling him.
I don't think so.
Go suck some dick to get us some muscle relaxers.
I don't think so.
I have never in my life.
I don't think so. I think that James is scared because she was giving him bad muscle relaxers. Because she passed out. He was afraid that he was about to pass out. You know, you're allowed to have a second job. Maybe this is Crystal's second job.
If she don't return to work, Mandy, you know her man got on her. That's all I'm saying. I ain't promoting it, but her man might have, like...
Oh, so now you're going to promote domestic violence?
No, I'm not promoting
it.
That'll make anybody snap. You over here giving head to someone else for muscle relaxers? You ain't gonna want to get at somebody about that?
Nothing illegal about transactions.
Her ass is guilty. Co-ed druggies at work. Y'all not in college no more. Seriously. That's for the birds. That's for the birds.
Is she still employed? I hope that...
Probably not.
Did she get on unemployment?
She don't need to. Apparently she got a second job. That's her backup, like you said. So she can just do that for a living. Hell, if she's doing it that good, if she getting muscle lessons for free, she might as well go full time with it. I'm just saying, be the next Kareem Stephens.
Well, then if she becomes a hoe, we can't blame her. Then we definitely
call herself Superhead or something.
All I'm saying is that then that means that you can't blame her. Because she's going to be on my campaign. Don't blame her.
Whatever.
All
right. Let's go right ahead.
All right.
That is it. We have no more trials for today.
Those
have just worn me out anyway.
Once again, call in at 646-478-3655 if you would like to call in. Next, we're going to go ahead and jump the subject to KMS's thought-provoking question of the day. Did you enjoy my questions yesterday?
They're very interesting. Very interesting. Very interesting. What you got today? What you got today?
Okay. All right.
Go there. Let's go there.
Let's
put it on their mind. Put it on their mind.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
If you knew that everyone you know was going to die tomorrow, who would you visit today?
Wow. That's a good one.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
I'm quite awesome.
I would visit my mom. That would be the one for, it's just that relationship is deepest for me, and it would be my mom. Yeah. Not even my dad and my sister. I love them, but my mom would be first visit. So if I only just have to visit that one person, it'd be my mom. I would do whatever, even though she's not, she in another state, I would catch a flight. I would try to make it there in time.
All right.
That's how it would roll out.
I respect that. I'm pretty sure I would visit myself.
Oh, my God. Why would you visit yourself?
All right, I visit myself because, I mean, If everyone was going to die tomorrow, then I definitely know that I was going to die tomorrow, too. So the most important person I love is myself. Anyway, we have a caller on the line. Let's go ahead and get their name. Caller, welcome. You are on Blog Talk Radio with Friends on Trial. What's your name?
Hello? Caller?
Caller. Oh, we dropped the call. The caller was dropped, and we apologize. Caller, if you call back in, we'll go ahead and try to make that happen for you. Okay, so, no, seriously.
Why would you visit yourself?
Because if everyone I know was going to die, then I was probably about to die, too, and the most important person I was. No, I was just joking. Oh, it seems like we might have this caller back. One moment. Let's see if we got this caller. Caller, welcome to Friends on Trial.
Hello, hello.
Hello, what's your name?
It's Zoe. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, what's your name?
Yo, hello?
Hi, this is Jessica.
Okay, Jessica, how are you doing?
Hello, what's your name? Go. Hello?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Okay, Jessica.
Good. So what is it if you have an opinion on something? Can we hit a nerve for you? Tell us.
Okay, I have a situation.
Okay. A situation.
Okay. So hold on. Okay, I need to... All right, so my friend, her name is Samantha. She is, okay, okay. So Samantha, she is a lesbian, okay? So she's a lesbian. All right, so she's dating girls. Well, she secretly has been messing around on her girlfriend with a married man. So, all right, so just hold on. So she's been messing around on her girlfriend. She's been with her girlfriend for 10 years. She's recently started seeing this married man. She's been seeing him for about 2 months. And my problem is she hangs out with the husband and the wife with her girlfriend on the weekends and stuff. They work together, and she doesn't know what to do. So her girlfriend ends up finding her phone and seeing that she had been texting this guy, and her girlfriend's, like, super pissed, obviously. So she's mad, and now the boyfriend doesn't really want to talk to her, but and now she's just stuck in a situation where she doesn't even know what to do. So I need your guys' help.
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, this goes to show.
Wow.
You cannot bump carpet. The dick is the magic stick. I'm telling you, I mean, you can't deny it.
No.
You can be a lesbian for someone. You can play that role with whoever you want to.
Are you serious?
You can collect them. No.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You're not really. Are you serious?
You can do that, but you still, what she is doing, reverting back to the dick. Now, what's crazy is so she could have ended her relationship. I mean, she knew that was going to be too strong. Once you start getting, like, it goes in and it's deep, like, you, she hooked. She in, like, zone mode.
You do realize.
Up in the carpet.
You do realize.
Do the same thing.
You do realize there are still ways.
Cannot even feel.
Ways.
Other forms. That's bumping the carpet. They ain't doing nothing but some lickety-lick. And
why gotta be the sex between them? There's tons and tons and tons and
I'm telling you tons
of heterosexual married couples that cheat on each other.
She's a lesbian.
Okay.
So she knows what she is, and she's 100% on what she is. She wouldn't even go there. I don't feel she technically wants to lead that, but she just needs some dick in her life. This is why. Because you see what she's doing? She's going to a married man. Why? Because he's married, and she knows, well, hey, he ain't going to leave his wife. We can just do what we do. I can stay with her, and I can have my cake and eat it, too. She just wants her cake and cookies.
No. I completely 100% disagree with you.
Okay.
I completely 100% disagree with you. First of all, Samantha is a hoe.
What? No.
She can drive. She can deal. I don't blame the whole campaign. But technically, it is, I'm going to have to revoke her membership in my Don't Blame the Whole campaign. I'm going to have to revoke her membership because, in this case, the husband is the hoe, so I'm not going to blame him. I don't think it has to do with sex at all as far as lesbian and straight thing. I think what it is that couples all the time, ask the last 15 presidents, sometimes you just get bored with the sexual partner you're with, or sometimes you just want to be unfaithful, especially when you're in a relationship for that long. You think to yourself, do I still got it? Can I get it? And in Sam's situation, I guess she's thinking, can I get it from either side? Can I get it from a girl?
We don't know.
We don't know.
To another girl.
No,
that's not
true.
Bumping the carpet is not helpful. She needs some dick in her life, and she went and got it. I don't think it's anything like that.
At she all.
Jumped on it.
I don't think
it
at all.
Night.
I think he was just there. She already said that.
Hell to the N-O. I told you.
She already said that they hang out with each other. The couples hang out with each other every weekend. That's the most convenient. If you don't cheat on somebody, you
over here making up blame. Don't blame the whole campaign. Add her ass to it, and won't you just make her president? Because that's what the hell she's doing. That's her, but I mean,
Jessica, what do you think? How do you feel about the situation?
She needs some dick in her life. She wanted the magic stick.
It's not about that.
She wanted the magic stick.
It is not about that whatsoever.
The carpet is not
something. If somebody has any sense out there,
don't nobody want
your
carpet burned.
Call 646-478-3655 if you have any sense, because Steph Ruth has no sense in this matter.
I'm telling you,
it happens all the time. It doesn't matter what sex it is. couples, if you want to cheat, the closest, the most easiest person to cheat with. Have you watched one good episode of Cheaters? Everyone always cheats with the friends, the other couple friends. It doesn't matter. If their best friends was a lesbian couple, she'd be cheating on them with a girl. It does not matter.
But she's not cheating with a girl.
Because their best friend is a lesbian.
Why she was? How did she know that his wife was not bisexual? She didn't go try to rub down on her real quick.
Because we all know that men are weak with their penis ass. Jessica, are you still there?
Yes, hello.
Jessica, are you still there?
Hey.
Yeah, how do you feel? Is Sam just trying to get whatever she can get? What do you think?
I feel like she's very confused, and also, I don't know. Like,
yeah, confused
as if
she wants the man. She
can
wants
you listen to talk?
Okay, fine.
So she's obviously not happy in her relationship, but at the same time, I question myself, is she even happy with girls? I'm like, okay, so hold on. If you're a lesbian, and you're stepping outside, you're not cheating with another girl, you're cheating with a man. You're cheating with a man, so do you really want to be with a girl or a guy? So I feel like she's really confused, and I don't know. I feel like at the same time, so then after, I didn't finish telling you the whole entire story, but so then she ended up, the girlfriend found out, she was whatever, pretty pissed. And so then then afterwards, because she knew that the guy wasn't going to talk to her anymore, because obviously the guy was going to, he was scared that the wife was going to find out, so he stopped talking to her, so then she wanted to make amends with her girlfriend. But at the same time, I kind of feel like she doesn't know if she wants a girl or a guy. So that's why I'm seeking your guys' help, because I need to be able to give her advice, because I don't know if she likes girls or guys.
She wants the magic stick.
No.
Okay.
Look, you can buy, if she wants a magic, she can go buy one.
The deal don't do the same.
Only
ask me to
do the same damn thing.
The real thing does a little bit extra work that can't the deal don't.
All I'm saying, is this. I don't know. I'm sorry, Jessica. We might have to give you a hung jury on this one, because I don't feel like it has to do with sexuality whatsoever. I think she wanted to cheat, and she was cheating. She went to the easiest thing she could get, and a man is just weak.
Lesbians be wide open anyway. Ellen all on TV showing how.
What are you talking about?
Ellen's been married for like 5 years.
And
give it out to whoever else want to come on there. She'd be on that floor with everybody.
That's rude. It's officially on ignorant.com. It's okay. It's okay. Outside, Jessica, on this Saturday, we're going to have to give you a hung jury, because
Clay has some 50 cents magic stick, and she will figure out the rest. I'm telling you what.
Okay.
I think she
Thank
just
you
wants
guys.
To go ahead and eat.
Thank you.
Thank you Thank very you. Much for your call, Jessica. We appreciate that. Tell your friends, listen in, and tell Sam to call. We need to talk to her.
What?
I want to
okay.
hear
yeah.
about.
I can tell her.
Thank you. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. So,
you already know. How are you going to sit there?
I disagree.
Okay.
I disagree.
Oh, magic stick. It does a little bit extra work.
I know couples who have been together for 45 years with no cheating. Heterosexual, gay, everything else in between.
She's confused.
If you want to cheat, you're going to cheat with everything.
She had it for 10 years. I guarantee you, before she became lesbian, she was getting...
If a white man cheats on his white wife with a black woman, is he confused? Does he all of a sudden have jungle fever?
You can't even compare it right to lesbian.
So you think having sex with a white woman is the same thing as having sex with a black woman? Do you think having sex with a white... So you say that any playboy bunny has a match, you can sex a dude up better than you can? Or the same as you can? Is that what you're saying? You're saying having sex with a white woman is the same as having sex with a black man. I mean, with a black woman, right?
It's the same. Why
all of a sudden is he confused? Oh no, he is confused. He's been wanting black women his entire life.
She can have some dick in her life. Dick in your life.
And nothing, I don't
care. Great color woman.
If you're unhappy, you're going to go after whatever.
Now, you just a hot mess.com. Anyway.
All right, back to my thought.
Yeah.
Back to my thought. So you're saying that if everyone you knew was going to die, you would visit your mom?
Yes.
All right. Well, if everyone I knew was going to die, I don't know. I honestly think I would just want to spend time with myself. I don't think I would call everybody. I wouldn't go visit them. I don't know. I would just probably.
There's no one in your life that's that special to you that you didn't go take the time to go visit.
Everybody's special to me. My mom, my dad, or my heart. But I have a weird thing about saying goodbyes. I don't like to say goodbyes. I like to say see you later. But if they're going to die, then I might as well just call you or send you a text message.
Next, do better. I don't need you to do better today.
We're not agreeing today at all.
No, do better.
All right. Well, then, I'm going to just hit you with another one then. Can I hit you with another one?
Go ahead, since you're definitely on a roll.
You think I'm on a roll?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. You ready? Why do religions?
Okay.
Are you ready for this? Why do you look scared? People, Steph Ruth looks scared. I said, Steph Ruth, call in at 646-478-3655 if you have an opinion on what I'm about to speak on. Okay.
Why do religions what?
Why do religions that support love
mm-hmm.
cause so many wars? Oh, I hit you with a deep one. Oh!
That's deep. That's real deep. Why do religions that cause so many wars? Love is... That's a hard one. That's real hard. I never would have looked at it like that. I think religion itself is just it can be so, you know, gray area with
mm-hmm.
religion, depending on what you believe in and how you believe, you know, and how deep you are in your religion. I mean, but love is war because, I mean, it's so constant. Everyone wants love. Some form or fashion, at the end of the day, everyone wants to find that one love that they can hold on to. And religion can create a problem. It's like you having a Jewish and you having an Islamic person and they meet and they fall in love and then they want to get married.
Mm-hmm.
But then their religions say this type of love that you need, or this is the type of love that you go with, and that could create the conflict. So, I mean, it's just, I feel love, you need to more so go on your heart and not necessarily how far your religion has you thinking that this is the only type of love. Like, religion sometimes can create a gray area of this is the type of love you need to be in, but your heart tells you what really love, the type of love that you want.
All right. Okay, I feel you on that.
Yeah.
That's pretty deep.
That's pretty deep.
So, at that point, what do you do? Do you go against your religion?
I think you can keep a religion and follow your heart, too. I don't feel they should. I feel that's the problem. I don't think that you have to be at a point where you should have to choose between the two. You should be able, because when someone loves you, they're going to respect everything else about you. If they're to the point where they're that in love with you and you're that in love with them, they respect any type of religion or belief that you've already brought in and know that, you know what, I love you already for that. I love you for those imperfections. I love you for what we might miss or disagree on. You know, we might agree on things, we might disagree on things, but I still love you because you can't do for me what no one else does for me what you do for me. You know? That's different.
All right. So then what about if a Jewish person and a Catholic person get together and the holiday thing comes up? Do you celebrate both holidays?
You know, that's tough. I mean, I feel that's a choice that they have. That's something they have to work on. I mean, but I feel like when you meet someone, eventually, you know, after a couple of months, y'all eventually religion just is something that comes up. It might be a vague conversation, but it comes up, you know. So, I mean, you will eventually have that conversation.
Right.
So I feel knowing that, and if it comes to the point where y'all are married and y'all have to choose holidays and stuff, you've already gotten into that, so you know that this was coming, so you should already be prepared to try to make this work or try to do what you need to do to work through that.
Okay. All right. I feel you. I think that, I mean, I've definitely heard of, well, I can't remember what they call them, the co-religion households where, you know, they have the children celebrate, you know, two different religions, or, you know, they take off years. One year they celebrate Christmas, one year they celebrate Hanukkah. Some families celebrate it all, so. I agree. I think it's a one step at a time type of process.
True.
But, you know, love and religion are two different things. All right, so can I hit you with the latest in the news today?
What is our world topic of the day? What is it?
I think it's going to... Can I just start this off by saying one word?
What?
Bobby. Does that name sound familiar to you?
Yes, it does. She cut her man's thing off and threw it in the street.
Yeah, and then they was looking for it, and then it was like, oh, is that a penis on it?
Oh, wow. Yeah. So what's up? What you got?
The headline is, angry ex-girlfriend goes ballistic, rips off man's scrotum.
Oh, wow.
See, Jamie Bobbitt, she used a tool. You know?
Okay. True.
This ex-girlfriend,
she ripped it off with her bare hands. Oh, my gosh.
I think I'm going to just read the situation, what happened. Okay? Is that okay with you?
Read the situation. My God.
The victim told police that his former ex-girlfriend stormed into his apartment as he was innocently. Why they put it innocently? See, I'm already thinking he's guilty. He's guilty. I'm just saying, sitting at his computer. The girlfriend, who he had severed ties with a few days earlier, first struck him in the head and then grabbed his scrotum and began squeezing as hard as she could.
Oh, my God.
Naturally, he told officers that he was in incredible pain when she grabbed his scrotum and began digging in her fingers.
Oh, my gosh.
In the interview a couple of days later, they said that his scrotum was completely ripped off.
What?
Completely.
I don't understand. No, I can't grasp.
And they, it doesn't say why they became. They were only broken up for 3 days.
This is why. No.
Who's guilty?
No,
who's guilty? Go ahead.
No,
I'm telling you.
Who's
guilty? Is she guilty for? I want to know.
No.
What could you possibly do to a woman?
First of all,
to make her rip off.
Well, he probably cheated on her. And this is what my point is. I keep telling you. You want to do the? Okay. You want to do this whole, don't blame the hoe. Who you blaming? Because something had to make her mad, and nothing makes us madder than a man cheating on us. That's all I'm saying. You hope we don't blame the hoe, and now look what happened to him. Look what happened to him. How in the world? Oh, my gosh. Like, she just went there. So, hold on. Something don't make sense. Now, any dude.
What don't make sense?
Any dude that.
He got his penis ripped off.
No, but come on. Any dude that is sitting up with his girl, like his ex-girlfriend walks in the room, so y'all been having tension. How did she even get a hold of it? What happened?
She struck him in the head. She came in there throwing bows. Maybe she knocked him in the head with a vase or something.
Wow.
And then before he had time to pass out, he was already dying because she was squeezing. First she started squeezing his scrotum as hard as she could. And then
God.
She started digging her, and she must have been doing like a back and forth motion with it because it completely ripped off. The sad thing is he had to get taken to Ball Hospital. I'm just saying. And his testicles were swollen too.
Terrible. Is she arrested? Is she going to jail?
Yeah, she's arrested, and she is being charged with two felonies. aggravated battery and illegally entering the victim's home. So at least she didn't let her in. At least she wasn't like, oh, my ex-girlfriend's at the door, and he just, like, let her in. Maybe he did.
He's going to be.
Who are you running guilty? Are we?
Oh,
who are you running guilty?
I have to vote her guilty just for the extent of her actions. I mean, I understand you get mad. You may, you know, maybe go in there trying to fight with him, but that's just, like, that's life-changing. That man is not even going to be the same no more.
So what do you think happened?
I think he cheated. I think it has to do with cheating because I don't think love, someone can make you mad, true enough, when they do other things. But women, that just is something always been about that for most women. When you cheat on me, especially if I, you know, 100 in on you, that really just touches a nerve that, you know. And then it could have been worse that he was talking crazy to her, and that just really just put her over the edge. Like, you know what? I'm going to come show you what I'm about.
Right.
Because I'm not playing with you. So, I mean, or what if he gave her something? Think about it. What if she went to the doctor, found out she had something, and she just was like, you know what? Guess what? You ain't going to be able to do it to no one else.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to disagree with you.
Okay.
I think she is guilty.
I said she's guilty for the sin of her actions, but her,
no, I think she's guilty.
For just what?
Being crazy. What happened was he must have realized that she had crazy signs, broke up with her and said, you crazy. We ain't going to be together no more. You crazy. You're crazy. If I marry you, you're going to end up being on snaps because you killed me. We breaking up. I don't want to be with you no more. And her craziness kicked in and ripped off his penis. He is completely innocent. She is guilty all the way.
So he didn't do nothing to provoke her actions?
Nope. He probably broke up with her on his computer innocently.
That does not make anyone just pop up at your place and do that to that extent.
If you are crazy. See, this is what I don't understand. These people who I can't even have respect. I mean, rest in peace for all those innocent people who have been killed by their spouses. But you can't tell me that you date somebody for X amount of time. You're at the altar, and you look over to them. You're looking like, this is the person I'm about to be with for the rest of my life. And there's nothing that crosses your mind to say, you know what? This mofo might just be a little bit crazy. Like, if I don't wash the dishes one night, I could be, my head could be in the sink with the dishes. Nothing crosses your mind. This dude was smart. He saw the crazy. He ended the crazy, but he could not control the crazy. She's guilty.
Guilty for the extent of her actions.
No. She's guilty. She's guilty for being crazy. She's completely 100% guilty. He didn't do nothing wrong. He probably was just sitting at home playing on his computer and thought, you know what? She has crazy tendencies. I don't think I want to be with her no more. And then he texted her and he said, you know what? We can't do this no more. She went crazy, came over to his house.
What state was this in?
This was in, it was in Indiana.
Wow.
I didn't even think crazy stuff happened in Indiana. Did crazy stuff happen in Indiana?
All in Indiana. You know, I have a friend from Indiana. I wonder, does she know these people? Like, this is just, you know, really?
I'm just saying, I don't think he did anything wrong. If you did cheat, though, sir, then that's why you're laying up there without a penis. Hopefully they have penis reconstructive surgery, though, and you'll be okay.
Wow, so done. So done on so many levels. I don't know. I can't even grasp it. I just don't. Also, I mean, the fact is that what did she hit him with? Like, I can't believe they didn't tell all the details. What did she hit him with?
They don't have any more details
now. She had to knock him out. Because any man would have been fighting for his life.
Maybe. I don't know. If you're punk enough to get your penis ripped off, I don't know.
Yeah,
Speaking of getting penises ripped off, can we talk about a celebrity thing? I know that we really don't do this, but can I just move to a celebrity thing?
Okay, go ahead.
Because I was feeling like this one celebrity will have his penis ripped off. So.
Okay. Who is this?
Kanye West. You don't go after Kim Kardashian, the home of the century?
You can put her on her list. She actually can be your CEO. Don't blame the host. Because, I mean, through the sex tape, you know, she got game. She's a multimillionaire hoe. That's what makes her so hot.
Yeah, anyone who gets paid to be married for an hour is pretty awesome.
Well, yeah, I'm feeling 72 days. You know, she went in and did what she had to do. Got her $30 million and was like, deuces.
I'm not going to lie, though. I feel really bad for Mr. Humphries. He just seems like this innocent, lost little boy who's like, oh, yeah, I'll do whatever you want, Kim. Oh, we're going to get married? Okay. Oh, we're going to get a divorce? Okay. And then when they interviewed him, he was like, I just want to focus on basketball.
He, honestly, it was obvious. He's just way out of her vocabulary. You know, vocabulary. Like, you look at her and him, it just didn't make sense anyway.
But what do you think about her and Kanye West?
That makes sense.
How does that make sense?
He's very open.
The only sense that makes is that he's black, and the Kardashian sisters are hood black men.
Well, he's Ask very over the top, you know, and very cocky and egotistic, and she's like that too. So why wouldn't they make sense? Did she already cheat on Reggie, that's why he broke up with her for Kanye anyway. So, I mean, you know, let her do her. But, you know, you're going to create the campaign, don't blame the hoe, and I'm going to create the campaign, don't turn the hoe into the housewife. Kanye hasn't married her yet, so as long as he don't marry her, I feel he good.
He don't make it without a penis. She crazy. She crazy, too.
What makes you think she's so crazy?
She had a fake marriage for money.
Yes, she did that for money.
She couldn't even play it off for longer.
She's not going to take his
she
dick
couldn't
off.
Even play off.
That whole love dick too much to take a dick off. Don't worry about that. She ain't doing that.
She's probably gay.
I don't think she's gay. I think she likes dick.
Kim Kardashian is gay. I just deemed her gay.
Whatever. She's not.
Chris Humphries was a good dude. Reggie Bush was a good dude. You can't make it work with them. You don't really want it. You're gay. She's gay.
So she's confused?
And Kanye West is confused?
If she was gay, she would definitely announce that because that would guarantee her so much more celebrity.
I don't think so. I think Kanye West is way too in love with himself to have sex with anybody else. She's gay. I don't even think Chris Humphries hit it.
Come on now. You're not sleeping in bed with someone for 72 days and not sexing it.
They weren't. They were in two separate states. That's why they said they broke up because...
that New York show or something?
They was always in two separate... They would, like, be together for a scene and then get on two planes and leave. He wanted to stay in New York. She wanted to live in L.A. You a married basketball player that plays for the New York Nets and expect for him to live in L.A. with you? No, unless you're gay, you don't care.
She ain't gay.
And there ain't nothing wrong with that, Kim. There's nothing wrong. I know a lot of nice, lovely ladies you could talk to.
You know what? And if she, this goes back to, and then, okay, so then Samantha is confused, just like Miss Kardashian. If they not airing it out, Samantha wants dick, and Kim, the way you said, wants to bump carpet, which I don't believe, but whatever.
All right, people.
We out for today.
You, once again, you're listening to Friends on Trial. definitely check us in next time. What is our next show?
Next show is Tuesday.
Tuesday.
8 p.m.
Tuesday at 8 p.m. I'm definitely tuning in. We're just a little bit quirky today. We had technical difficulties, so thank you for sticking with us. Once again, tell your friends and your family. Definitely call in, email us at friendsontrial@gmail.com with your stories. We'll be happy to put them on the air. And go ahead and give us a call the next time we are on air. And you can find me, Kendra KMS, at KMS_tellem, and Steph Roof.
That's where we hit us up at friendzonetrial@gmail.com. We will answer any questions you have, any love advice you need. We there for you. You can also check out my book, Friends on Trial.
Where can they find that at?
They can find that at Amazon. Any e-books. It's published by Publish America. Check it out. We here to be what you need. Mm-hmm. And I want to give a shout-out to the two coolest pimps in the nation.
Here we
right
go.
Now.
Here we go.
Chantilly and Whitney.
Right.
Holding it down. They some real pimps. We got to have them on the show. They can teach you some things or two. Yeah, they some real pimps. They all the way from Colorado. Colorado is putting it on the block. Everyone else don't know about it, but they on the block.
We would love to have y'all on the show. Go ahead and give us a call. Email us.
Anytime.
I have pimps on the block.
Not like them. Them two, yeah. They made the game.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, well, thanks again for listening and tuning in. See you next time, Tuesday, 8 p.m. Tell everybody you know. Hashtag Friends on Trial. Put it on Twitter. Thanks for listening.
Hey, good night.
Good night. Party hardy.